Well, with those words of the Buddha from the Dhammapada, we come to the public ordinations, as we call them. I said a few words at the beginning of the week about the significance of the private ordination, stressing that it represented one's individual, even solitary, going forth from the group, going forth which one was prepared to undertake, even if nobody else took that step. Well, today we see, so to speak, the other side of the coin. And the other side of the coin consists in the fact that though one was ready, though one was prepared to go it alone, fortunately and happily, one doesn't, in fact, have to go it altogether alone. One has to still go it alone in the sense that, as this last chapter of the Dhammapada stressed, we ourselves have to make the effort, but we make the effort in company with others who are also making the effort, who have also gone forth, who have also taken refuge, who are also trying to be individuals, who are also trying to be ideal men. So that fact is represented by the public ordination. That is, in fact, the public ordination. Having taken the step of going for refuge alone, having perhaps sort of closed your eyes and just taken that step almost in the dark, when you open your eyes, you find yourself surrounded by a whole host of people who have also taken that step. So that by virtue of taking that step as an individual, you become a member of a spiritual community of individuals, or at least of those who are aspiring to individuality. So this is what is happening this morning in the case of those who've had their private ordination. They're, as it were, opening their eyes and looking round and finding themselves in the midst of the spiritual community, in the midst of the Sangha.